Welcome to the Diligent Minds Podcast. I'm your host, Dorian Jones. I make personal development easy so that you can achieve your goals, do all the things you put your mind to, give you motivation, and so much more. It's time for you to step up, do the work, and become the best version of yourself. Let's go ahead, dive right into the show. What's going on, Diligent Minds community? We back with another episode of the Diligent Minds Podcast. I'd like to welcome you all, old and new, to a new episode, new week. We all blessed to be here. We all blessed to see a new day and just another opportunity for growth, another opportunity for us to progress and become better with ourselves. If you like the sounds of that and you're new here, I want to ask you to go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And everyone listening to this on Apple Podcasts, take a moment and leave a rating and review. It helps me grow the show so much. All right, before we get into today's show, we have a few announcements today. Well, nothing huge. Just talk about the Patreon. We got that coming back. I'm excited to begin to build that community with like-minded people. Just starting a social hour where we just come together. We just talk. We communicate. We talk about our problems, things we're dealing with. We get advice. We give advice. All these different things where we just build a community with like-minded people. So be on the lookout for that. And if you're not a part of the email list, hit the link down below. Go ahead and subscribe. Go ahead and download the free planner as well. You got a free digital planner that I usually sell, but I'm giving it away to all my listeners for free. So hit the link down below. Grab your free planner. I may even do the book for free on the ebook version or something. Who knows? But get on the email list and then you will find out. And I also want to talk about something that was on my mind this week. About the law of attraction. Just accepting that we are one and everything that we want is already within us. Everything that we're seeking, we're already that. And I say that because I experienced some things in about the past month or so where I began to attract things, both good and bad. Honestly, I'm not about to just say it was all good. I kept relying on outside sources to regulate how I felt within. And that just threw me off. But I did catch myself, though. I did reverse those negative self-thoughts. I did reverse the way I was feeling about these things on the outside. And then things turned around. So I want to tell you to attract things that you want in your life by speaking it up, by always thinking positive. I don't care how negative it may seem. I don't care how it may seem impossible for you to get through a situation. Just speak positive and then things will always work themselves out. And accept that you are the person you need to become, the person you're looking to become. You're already that. So begin to move as that person. Begin to feel that energy of if you were in the house you want to be in, if you had that business that you wanted, you had that car that you want, the relationship that you wanted, how would you feel in these situations? Begin to move with that energy right now. That's what I want you to do. Begin to move with that energy as if you already arrived there. Don't wait till you get to the destination to become the person. Become the person now, and that's what attracts everything that you want. I just want to drop that on y'all. I could have did that for Hump Day Motivation, but it was just on me right now. I just had to let that out. It was just something I was feeling, something I want to share with you and help you get your week started. If you listen to this at the beginning of the week or whenever you're listening to this, I want this to carry with you throughout the day. All right, enough of that. We're about to get into the show now. But before we do, don't forget to check out all the links down below. Got the IG, YouTube, everything is down there. Today's episode, we're talking about our goals and challenges, because the bigger the goals that we set, the bigger the challenges are that we face with. And as you being a listener here, we gonna always rise to the occasion. I don't care where you at mentally. I don't care if you don't feel like you gonna rise to that occasion. No, you gonna rise to that occasion. Anything that you face with, because we setting big goals over here. We not just settling for average. We not settling and accepting our life as it is. If we want something more, we going after it. And I'm going to always push you to that level. I'm going to always challenge you and help you get there. Not just challenge you and say, hey, you can do it. But no, we work together and help us face these challenges that we come up with on life. Whatever life throw at us, we're going to figure it out. And I realize that the level of our problems are based on what we request out of life. Before I got on a journey of just self-development, just learning about myself, I didn't have too many challenges in my life because I never requested too much from life. I always accepted what it gave me. Always just went with the flow. I was just living like day to day. My life was redundant, just doing the same things over and over again. So the challenges were non-existent. But the moment that I began to set goals, the moment I began to look at like things that were much bigger, what was on the other side of the fence for me? That's when I started to get that friction. That's when I started to get that pushback a little bit. Life was like, oh, you trying to get something better? Oh, nah, you ain't coming that easy though. You got to go out there and work for it. You have to work hard at getting what you want. And not just that, you're going to be challenged to see how much you want this. If you don't set goals, you'll have no adversities at all. Because if you have no progression, there's going to be no growth. There's going to be no need for new skills in your life. So whatever it is you have right now, and you're doing the same things day to day, you see that life just seems like it's no challenge. It may be boring. You may want something better, but you never set that goal for yourself. You never ask for anything out of yourself or out of life. Once you begin to ask and set goals, then you're going to begin to see that things start changing your life. You're going to have different challenges, whether it's be with friends, family members, circumstances. Something is going to challenge you in some type of way because it's forcing you to grow. It's forcing you to grow into somebody who's going to be able to handle the things that you're asking for. So you must look for the lesson in anything that you face with, any problems that you begin to face. Look for what that lesson is trying to tell you. Change the way that you look and think about these events that may appear as unfortunate. They may appear as frustrating. They may appear as like some type of stress factor in your life. What can you take from this? What can you learn from this? How can you grow as an individual? Is it testing your patience? Is it testing your work ethic? Some of you may be facing things right now and you're asking yourself, why am I going through this? Why am I dealing with this? It's because you want something better in life. You're trying to make some type of progress. I don't know what progress you're making. I don't know what goals you set. But this is your confirmation that you are on the right track if you're facing some type of challenge, because it's going to help you become better. You look back on your life right now. What things did you go through to get to where you are right now? You didn't remain the same person all these years. You always was trying to do something better. And you always faced some type of roadblock, some type of thing that forced you to go a different direction, something that always forced you to just continue to push and push where you felt like you wasn't getting anything from it. And then eventually, boom, you made it through. And that could be happening to you right now as you set those goals, you try to get to that next level. And understand that not everybody can get what you after. So the barrier to entry isn't that low. It's not easy for you to get what you're going after. And why I say that, if it was for everyone, then everyone would go for it. Everybody could go out there and just go and obtain it. You wouldn't feel like you're disconnecting from people in your life. And while they remaining comfortable where they are, you choosing progression and they content. So life may seem difficult for you because of the challenges of this new road that you're going on. You've been on this road with your friends, your family members. Y'all been hanging out. Everybody's been on the same page. But now something happened in your life where you just feel a calling. You feel like something is different. I need something better in my life. I need something a little bit different. Not saying it has to be better than what you had before, but you feel that you need something different. So now you're going on this road that feels a little bit lonely. It feels like people don't understand you. People begin to question you, like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Saying these things behind your back. Maybe they are, maybe they not. But I want you to think about this. Think of life as a funnel. It's a big entry at the top. And the closer you get to the bottom, the more narrower it becomes. That means that it's less people as you continue to progress at anything you want in life. You continue to set goals for yourself, continue to ask more out of life. Realize that people get stuck in between that top funnel where the big hole is, where everybody starts to come in, and they remain there as it kind of goes down that funnel. Once you get to that bottom part where it's just kind of like bottleneck, where it's a small entry, you're at that part of the funnel when things ask a bit more of you. It's asking you, hey, hang in there. You're going to come out of here. You're going to make it out. But it's going to be a little bit difficult right now because I got other things lined up at the moment. I got some things you may have to deal with because I got to make sure that you want this. It may require more attention from you. It may require you to build more skill, become more focused, more aware. I don't know. All of these things are given to you through the challenges that you face based on what you're asking out of life. So don't be afraid if you're going through anything dark right now. It seems uncertain. It seems like you can't get past it. You don't have the answers. Just believe that you're being directed in the right direction just because you requested this from life. Now that you've requested it, life said, all right, we have to prepare you. And it may seem overwhelming because you haven't convinced yourself that you're capable of doing what it takes to get past it. And I don't want you to focus on the problem. Highlight the solutions. Think about what's ahead. Why did you set this goal? What was your vision when you said you wanted to do this? What did you hope to achieve once you did this? When you set this goal, why? Why did you set it? The purpose of the challenge is to see if you really want what you're asking for. Will you quit or will you keep on going? Once the universe and life and God feels like you've learned your lesson, then that's when you will be granted whatever you're asking for. That's your reward for sticking through it. So don't expect it to be easy by any means. A life greater than what you have is earned, not handed to you. It's the reward at the end of the road. Don't feel discouraged by any challenges that you're facing at the moment. We all face them at different magnitudes of our life based on where we are and where we're trying to go. The bigger the challenge, remember, the bigger the reward. Rise to the occasion and conquer it. Celebrate your progress along the way. You've worked hard to get to where you are right now. You worked hard to get through all those things, all those bad relationships, all those financial issues, all those frustrations, all those unknown moments, unsupportive moments. You work hard to get through that. Don't discredit yourself. You took the first step to make change in your life. And that takes courage, especially when you don't know what the next step is going to be. And that's what stops most people. They don't know what's going to happen next. They don't even believe that it's going to happen. They don't feel like they deserve anything better. They don't feel like they're capable, but you do. So I want to say I'm proud of you for doing that. Stick through all these challenges because the rewards will be well worth it. I promise you. Just keep on pushing. Keep on doing it. And then as you go along these things, I learned that you get confirmation along the way. Right when you start to question yourself and say, man, I should just stop. It's going to be something right there that just rewards you. Like, nah, you ain't about to stop right now. Look, you're doing good. Like, you've been doing better than what you want. If you listened to me before, you heard me say, it's hard to read the label when we inside the bottle. And that's what's happening in our life. We inside that bottle. We dealing with these things. We dealing with these storms. But if you step back and take a bird's eye view, you realize how much of the progress that you've made that you don't even realize. Set big goals. But if you set big goals, expect even bigger challenges. That's going to help you achieve your goals and not just achieve them, but maintain these goals. So I want you to lock in and set those goals for yourself because they are possible. Do not get discouraged by these challenges. They're temporary. So that wraps it up for today's episode. I want to ask you to believe in yourself, trust your journey, trust that you're going in the right direction because you are. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Reach out to me on IG. Subscribe on YouTube as well. New video coming out this week. I'm excited about that. And be on the lookout for the social hour. And also, don't forget that I have slots available for coaching. So if you're interested in that, you got questions about it, schedule your free 30-minute call. I extended it from 15 to 30 minutes. So I look forward to meeting more of you. We've been getting great progress on everyone who's been signing up. So I want to say thank you to everyone who trust me, and I'm excited to be a part of your journey and your progress and just help you get to that next stage in your life. You hear that outro rolling in, you know what that means. Everybody is greatest within, even you.